I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I used to be a motorcyclist, so I've eaten a fair number of bugs in my life. I usually knew it when it happened.
We all eat insects, whether we know it or not. Have you heard lately about the flap over frap? Well, apparently Starbucks admitted that they use cochineal dye to color their strawberry frappuccinos.
What is cochineal dye?
Cochineal dye is a product that comes directly from a scale insect. But if you read the media accounts, they've misidentified this scale insect, which is more related to an aphid, cicada, leafhopper kind of thing. They are calling them beetles because the tagline, Beetlejuice, is a lot more interesting than saying bug juice. So they're missing the whole point. The Aztecs used to use cochineal as dye. These are insects that live on cactus pads. The females are wingless. They're basically legs just to hang on and pokey mouth parts to suck sap from the cactus pad. And this maroon fluid known as cochineal is coursing through their bodies. It's primarily carminic acid, which is very bad tasting, and it helps protect from predators. It was Cortez in 1518 that first wrote about the use of cochineal and took some examples back to Europe. And everybody just loved the deep, rich color that within a few years, they were gathering cochineals, drying them out in the sun, grinding them up into a powder, and then taking them back to Europe to use in fabrics. They quickly became popular in cosmetics, fingernail polish, I believe, and rouge. They were also used in food coloring for a while. Then, during the 20th century, the use of cochineal was replaced by synthetic chemicals. Then they began to discover that many of these chemical dyes were carcinogens. So interest peaked once again in using this natural source of dye in cochineal insects. The primary producers of cochineal are the Canary Islands and Peru. And it takes 75,000 cochineal scale insects to make 1 pound of dye.
So what's the big deal? Is it just the queasiness factor? Is this the only product that contains this dye?
People are so funny about eating insects in any shape or form. Like I say, the vegans are upset because using an animal product in a soy milk strawberry frappuccino doesn't work for them. As far as I know, I don't think eating insects is kosher either. So that lets out another part of the population. But the truth is that cochineal shows up in many ingredients. So for those of you that are interested in reading the fine print on the back of your favorite product, if it's pink or red, you might want to read it carefully and see if it includes cochineal scale. I think it's kind of interesting. And you're not eating the insect itself. You're eating an extract from its body. And we eat extracts from all kinds of plants and animals without any fuss. So I really don't get the flap over frap, although I can see why those who are avoiding animal products of any kind would take exception to it.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.